During the 2 centuries of Cuman rule, followed by the Mongol invasion, the eastern steppes were once more plunged into the Dark Ages, and the later history of the Khazars is shrouded in even deeper obscurity than their origin. The references to the Khazar state in its final period of decline are found mainly in Muslim sources, but they are, as we shall see, so ambiguous that almost every name, date, and geographical indication is open to several interpretations. Historians, famished for facts, have nothing left but a few bleached bones to gnaw at like starving bloodhounds, in the forlorn hope of finding some hidden morsel to sustain them. In the light of what has been said before, it appears that the decisive event precipitating the decline of Khazar power was not Sviatoslav's victory, but Vladimir's conversion. How important was, in fact, that victory which 19th-century historians habitually equated with the end of the Khazar state? We remember that the Russian chronicle mentions only the destruction of Sarkel, the fortress, but not the destruction of Itil, the capital. That Itil was indeed sacked and devastated we know from several Arab sources, which are too insistent to be ignored. But when and by whom it was sacked is by no means clear. Ibn Haqqal, the principal source, says it was done by the Rus, who utterly destroyed Khazaran, Samandar, and Itil, apparently believing that Khazaran and Itil were different towns, whereas we know that they were one twin town. And his dating of the event differs from the Russian chronicle's dating of the fall of Sarkel, which Ibn Haqqal does not mention at all, just as the chronicle does not mention the destruction of Itil. Accordingly, Marquardt suggested that Itil was sacked not by Sviatoslav's Rus, who only got as far as Sarkel, but by some fresh wave of Vikings. To complicate matters a little more, the second Arab source, Ibn Miskaway, says that it was a body of Turks which descended on Khazaria in the critical year 965. By Turks, he may have meant the Rus, as Barthold maintained. But it could also have been a marauding horde of Pechenegs, for instance. It seems that we shall never know who destroyed Itil, however long we chew the bones. And how seriously was it destroyed? The principal source, Ibn Haqqal, first speaks of the utter destruction of Itil, but then he also says, writing a few years later, that Khazaran is still the center on which the Rus trade converges. Thus, the phrase utter destruction may have been an exaggeration. This is the more likely because he also speaks of the utter destruction of the town of Bulgar, capital of the Volga Bulgars. Yet the damage which the Rus caused in Bulgar could not have been too important, as we have coins that were minted there in the year 976 to 977, only about 10 years after Sviatoslav's raid. And in the 13th century, Bulgar was still an important city. As Dunlop put it, quote, "The ultimate source of all statements that the Russians destroyed Khazaria in the 10th century is no doubt Ibn Haqqal." Ibn Haqqal, however, speaks as positively of the destruction of Bulgar on the Middle Volga. It is quite certain that at the time of the Mongol attacks in the 13th century, Bulgar was a flourishing community. Was the ruin of Khazaria also temporary? End quote. It obviously was. Khazaran Itil and the other towns of the Khazars consisted mostly of tents, wooden dwellings, and roundhouses built of mud, which were easily destroyed and easily rebuilt. Only the royal and public buildings were of brick. The damage done must nevertheless have been serious, for several Arab chroniclers speak of a temporary exodus of the population to the Caspian shore or islands. Thus, Ibn Haqqal says the Khazars of Itil fled from the Rus to one of the islands of the Napta coast, Baku, but later returned to Itil and Khazaran with the aid of the Muslim Shah of Shirvan. This sounds plausible, since the people of Shirvan had no love for the Rus, who had plundered their shores earlier on. Other Arab chroniclers, Ibn Miskaway and Mukaddashi, writing later than Ibn Haqqal, also speak of an exodus of Khazars and their return with Muslim help. According to Ibn Miskaway, as a price for this help, they all adopted Islam with the exception of their king. Muqaddashi has a different version, which does not refer to the Rus invasion. He only says that the inhabitants of the Khazar town went down to the sea and came back converted to Islam. The degree of his reliability is indicated by the fact that he describes Bulgar as being closer to the Caspian than Itil, which amounts to placing Glasgow south of London. In spite of the confused and biased nature of these accounts, which seems all too obvious, there is probably some truth in them. The psychological shock of the invasion, the flight to the sea, and the necessity of buying Muslim help may have led to some deal which gave the Muslim community in Khazaria a greater say in the affairs of state. We remember a similar deal with Marwan 2 centuries earlier, which involved the Khan himself, but left no mark on Khazar history. According to yet another Arab source, Biruni, who died in 1048, Itil, in his time, was in ruins, or rather, once more in ruins. It was rebuilt again, but henceforth it went under the name of Saxon. It figures repeatedly in the chronicles well into the 12th century as a large town on the Volga surpassed by none in Turkestan, and eventually, according to one source, became the victim of inundations. Another century later, the Mongol ruler Batu built his capital on its site. In summing up what the Russian chronicle and the Arab sources tell us about the catastrophe of 965, we can say that Itil was devastated to an unknown extent by the Rus or some other invaders, but rebuilt more than once, and that the Khazar state emerged from the ordeal considerably weakened. But there can be little doubt that inside its shrunken frontiers, it survived for at least another 200 years, that is, to the middle of the 12th century and perhaps, though more doubtfully, until the middle of the 13th century.